Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, let's not steal your thunder. You have a bill that would allow the city land bank to do what?
Well, the land bank has been struggling, as you may know, since 2014. So in discussions with the Mayor Peduto, the RA, myself, we decided it would be a good strategy to amend the municipal claims and tax lien law. And what that would do is help the Pittsburgh Land Bank increase its ability to acquire blighted properties and return them to the tax roll. Very, very simple. This ties into an Act 153 from 2012. And there's a lot of land banks around the whole state, and especially Philadelphia, that are doing this in a more timely and efficient manner. So this is what we want this toll to be in our toolbox in order to take these properties from being blighted and put them back on the tax rolls. There's over 30,000 parcels that are vacant or distressed in the city of Pittsburgh right now.
Wow. So there's 30,000 distressed properties. Why is the land bank struggling?
Well, this is one reason. One reason is that it takes so long to clear title. So if that's the case, then, you know, if you have to inventory properties and sit on them, they just deteriorate. So the whole purpose of...
Could you repeat that? We lost you for about 5 seconds. Your phone cut out.
Cut out on you. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, what we're trying to do is amend the act, which would give the city of Pittsburgh the ability to use sheriff sales to acquire properties, as opposed to what we do now is the treasurer's sale. When you do a treasurer's sale, you have to do that to go through that process to clear title. Then you have to do a separate action, which is called the quiet title action. We're trying to eliminate the time element. That could take a year to do. We're trying to cut it down to 3 months by using the sheriff sale process to expedite getting these properties to us so we could turn them over quickly and back onto the tax rolls.
Do you know what the sheriff sale process? So when a property goes under sheriff sale, what's the procedure?
Well, it obviously, to clear a title, you have to give the folks that own the property or may have liens on the property for various reasons. There could be mortgage liens. There could be utility liens. So you have to chase them down to see if they want to execute their lien. And when you execute a lien, it could be as much as taking that property, taking over that property. So you can't pass the property ownership on to anyone else until you clear that out. You contact all those folks and either pay off the lien or they decide they're going to remove their lien from the property. So it's a long process, or it has been a long process. We're trying to expedite it and say, listen, if you have a lien, you need to tell us within 3 months. If not, then we're able to take the property free and clear.
I've been involved in a few sheriff sales, and they usually take place on the courthouse steps, depending on which jurisdiction you're in. Would the city have an unfair advantage over a private investor like, say, myself or Larry or anybody else who showed up for the sheriff sale?
I don't know that they would have an unfair advantage because if folks, if you bid on a property and you're bidding higher, I don't know that, you know, the city would want it. This isn't like the URA accumulating properties for development. This is a land bank who wants to take blighted properties and remove, you know, have them taken out of the community in a good way in that it's fixed up. So if you as a private owner wants to say, I want to bid on that property and fix it up and flip it or move into it or whatever, that's a good thing because it's, you know, you're fixing up the property, you're increasing the land value, not of that property, but the properties around it. And you're giving everybody an opportunity to have, you know, somebody had an opportunity to have a home. This also plays into some stories I think you guys did in the past about conservancies and those types of things where a private company, nobody wants the property. They can come in and take it. The problem is they sit on it. A lot of times they'll sit on a property. So it's still sitting there vacant and deteriorating. So they decide they want to, you know, put the money into it and fix it. So there has to be a time element here where if you as a private person want to go in and take the property, that's fine. But there has to be some catch where it's stated that you will do this within so much time. You will fix it and put it back on the tax rolls within so much time. So that's what we're trying to accomplish here. It's not about the city wanting to accumulate any more properties. I mean, if you accumulate properties, that you have to, you know, that's where the cutting the grass and shoveling the snow and all that kind of stuff comes in, and it becomes a problem, an expense. So what you want to do is you want to take these properties and flip them over and get them back to a taxpayer and as fast as you can.
That's a staggering number just in the city of Pittsburgh. 30,000? Can you imagine if you got those back on the tax rolls, their budgetary issues would be solved?
That's about almost $5 million in lost tax revenue by my estimations.
Well, I'm sure that hopefully it gets the attention of the people that you're – I mean, the bottom line is you want these properties taken care of and put back into use.
Yeah, we don't want them sitting on the city's, you know, in city inventory or the land bank's inventory. That's not what we want. We want to get them and then turn them over to somebody that's going to make them productive again. That's the simple answer to what we're trying to do.
Senator Wayne Fontana, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.